You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This fire was a thing, and now we've been forced to evacuate.
Firefighters also using every tool available. But the sheer speed of the Saddle Ridge fire, burning 800 acres per hour, hampered their efforts and at times outpaced their ability to warn people to evacuate. To the east in Cala Mesa, almost 80 homes were destroyed and many residents are still unaccounted for.
Former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine Marie Yovanovitch defended her record against attacks by President Trump and his attorney Rudy Giuliani. During testimony, she said she was fired from her post after insisting Giuliani's request to Ukrainian officials for investigations be relayed through official channels. Correspondent Bill Rakoff.
In her opening statement, Yovanovitch says she was abruptly recalled in May and was told that the president had lost confidence in her. She said she was told by an official there was a concerted campaign against her and that the president had been pressuring officials to remove her for nearly a year.
Ukraine is at the center of the impeachment probe against the president. The United States and China have agreed to the first phase of a deal to end a trade war. Correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Both sides say this 13th round of talks has moved the ball. China's vice minister told the president,
"We have made substantial progress in many fields. We are happy about it."
Mr. Trump notes the language of this phase one agreement hasn't been drafted. He hopes it'll be ready by an economic conference in Chile next month.
Maybe it'll be then, or maybe it'll be sometime around then.
The president says China has agreed to protect U.S. intellectual property and increase its purchases of American agricultural products. He says a tariff increase planned for next week won't go into effect. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, The White House.
Closing the week on Wall Street, the Dow gained 319, NASDAQ up 106. Now this.
Dell Small Business Technology Advisors can recommend tailored security solutions, including computers with Intel Core processors, servers, storage, and more. Call an advisor today, 877-BY-DELL.
Mike Max with you. If you've been struggling with back pain, neck pain, I got the place for you. Hopkins Health and Wellness Centers in Woodbury and Hopkins. They can help you get out of pain and back your life. Their clinics researched and developed the DMR method of non-surgical treatment that combines physical therapy, medical, and chiropractic all under one roof. Here's what some of their patients have to say. I drive from Glencoe to the Hopkins Clinic because they're the only ones that have ever given me long-term relief from my back pain. And here's another one. 3 disc herniations in my lower back, and my doctor told me to try the DMR method before having surgery. The follow-up MRI scan showed one herniation was gone, and one was shrinking, out of pain and back to work. They've also made a big difference for me and many of my family and friends. If you have back or neck pain, schedule a free back pain relief consultation at Hopkins Health and Wellness Center in Woodbury or Hopkins. Their treatment is covered by most health insurance. They're HSA certified, and you don't need a referral. To schedule a free consultation, call 952-933-5085. Or go to HopkinsWellness.com.
The White House says President Trump will sign an executive order allowing him to impose sanctions on Turkey following its attacks on the American allied Kurds in northern Syria. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin was asked if the crisis is of the president's own doing.
No, I don't think he thinks his actions are what led to this. It is a complicated situation. It's a situation that we're all concerned about.
Many have called President Trump's decision on Sunday to pull a small number of U.S. troops away from the Turkish border a mistake. The U.S. has about 1,000 troops in Syria. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says 2 fighter squadrons and missile defense batteries are being sent to Saudi Arabia to bolster U.S. forces there.
Saudi Arabia is a longstanding security partner in the Middle East and has asked for additional support to supplement their own defenses and defend the international rules-based order.
That makes for about 3,000 new U.S. troops there. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Do caramel apples grow on trees? Yes, they do, but only at Pine Tree Orchard. I know this because I'm Nancy Jacobson and my family owns Pine Tree Orchard. Well, the caramel apples don't actually grow on trees, but they're so fresh you'd think they'd just been picked from trees. Right now, Minnesota's favorite apple, the Harrelson, is in an abundant supply. Also in abundant supply are the fabulous apple treats that are made every day in the Pine Tree Bakery. There's a lot going on at the orchard these days. It's pumpkin picking time, and do we have pumpkins? We have big ones, little ones, medium-sized ones, funny ones, and I know we have the perfect one for you. The Corn Maze is open this weekend, too. It's fun to get lost for a little while in all that corn. So bring your family out to meet our family, the Jacobsons, at Pine Tree Orchard, Apple Orchard Road, White Bear Lake.
Pine Tree Orchard, growing good for you.
Pine Tree Orchard, a very special place.
General Motors going public with highlights of its latest contract proposal, and it got a response from the union as a strike moves toward a fifth week.
Frustrated at the slow pace of talks, GM making its pitch directly to strikers, the union calling that playing games. UAW Vice President Terry Dittus with a video message to members.
The company's strategy of releasing half-truths does nothing to reach a final settlement for you and your families.
GM says it's improved its offers on pay, investments, and full-time jobs for temporary workers. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
Blizzard and winter storm warnings for the Dakotas and Minnesota through tomorrow. That person shoveling in Devil's Lake, North Dakota, where hundreds of miles of Interstates 29 and 94 are closed at this hour. There's been at least one traffic fatality so far. Time of the roundup, 7 minutes past the hour.
Have you ever thought about saying goodbye to your job? Just walking into your boss and saying, I quit. And how would you like to commute to work without ever leaving your home? Well, not long ago, a 39-year-old entrepreneur from a billionaire family spent $20 million and 3 years to find the best home-based business in North America. He researched 70 different companies, and when he found the only one that had real long-term potential, he bought it. And right now, he's looking for people to help him turn this company into his next billion-dollar success story. So if you're serious about making money from home without having to leave your home, well, grab a pen. Because I'm about to give you the address of a website where you can learn all about this unique and rare opportunity. Write this down. www.gohernext.com. Now get on your computer and go to this site now. Part-time or full-time, your income is based totally on your performance. Interested? GoHereNext.com and say goodbye to your boss tomorrow. GoHereNext.com.
Gusts of nearly 160 miles per hour, waves as high as 43 feet. Those numbers from the Japan Meteorological Agency warning of a major typhoon expected to hit the Tokyo area this weekend. Our Lucy Kraft is there.
We're in the city of Tateyama, east of Tokyo, and the rain is just starting to pick up right now. We're just starting to feel the front of this typhoon, this monster typhoon that's coming in, and this community is really anxious about this.
He was one of the few anchors on Fox News willing to criticize President Trump.
This is my last newscast here.
Shepard Smith, who's been with the network since its inception 23 years ago, has quit.
Even in our currently polarized nation, it's my hope that the facts will win the day, that the truth will always matter, that journalism and journalists will thrive.
And that is the World News Roundup for this Friday, October 11th, 2019. For producer James Hutton, I'm Matt Piper, CBS News.
In WCCO News Time is 6:09. I'm Laura Oakes. Coming up on the WCCO 6 o'clock news, a hefty prison sentence for a man who intentionally ran over an Egan couple last summer. But first, it's time to check traffic and weather together. Let's get a look at the roads with JP.
An update brought to you by Intercontinental Hotel MSP. Surprise for downtown Minneapolis. Accident with injuries, it sounds like, involving the light rail train at 5th Street and Portland Avenue there at the intersection. So get ready for some delays in that immediate area. If you're going to be traveling 694 eastbound, got some slowing there. Silver Lake Road heading over to Highway 10. The Intercontinental MSP Airport Hotel offers TSA direct access to Terminal 1 7 days a week between 5:15 and 10 a.m. for those with carry-on luggage, whether or not you're a hotel guest. Visit intercontinentalmsp.com. I'm Jerry Peterson, News Talk 830 WCCO.
The weather brought to you by Advocate Health. Gusty night, some light snow, some slush to the north and west of the Twin Cities. Overnight low tonight, 32. Tomorrow, pretty nasty, windy with a coating of slush. A raw day, says Paul Douglas, with those winds out of the southwest at 15 to 30 miles per hour. High tomorrow, only 38. Sunday, some lingering clouds, flurries, and sprinkles. High near 40. And then Monday, a risk for some early frost, otherwise patchy clouds, high of 49. Little bit of a warm-up into the middle of next week, back up into the low 50s, near 60 by Thursday. Right now it's cloudy, 40 at WCCORadio.com. WCCO News Time is 6:10. And the hour's top story, more than 50 family members of an Egan couple intentionally run down and killed last June packed a courtroom for the suspect's sentencing today. 38-year-old Jana Armarte was sentenced to more than 47 years in prison for the deaths of 58-year-old Diane and 74-year-old Roger Peterson. Dakota County Attorney Jim Backstrom said Armarte told police he freaked out when the couple walked past him in his car.
Why this happened, listen, I have no idea. It's just a terrible, terrible tragedy. And, and the defendant, may have some mental health issues. We argued that those can be adequately treated in the state prison system, and the judge agreed with us.
The Petersons were remembered as a loving couple during victim impact statements read in court today. 10 years probation and a four-year stayed sentence for an Apple Valley man whose young son died after being left alone for hours in a hot car. 26-year-old Christopher Taylor left the child in an SUV with the window cracked last May while he worked an event at CHS Field in St. Paul. He pled guilty earlier this year to a second-degree manslaughter charge. Only one arrest and one ticket issued, but plenty of mayhem at last night's campaign rally for President Trump in downtown Minneapolis. In a statement, Police Chief Madaria Arredondo says while the vast majority of people were peaceful, officers used an appropriate level of force, including using a chemical irritant when responding to what he calls violent and aggressive individuals causing harm to others. He says protesters also threw rocks and containers of what was believed to be urine at police and hit police horses with sticks. Now that President Trump's campaign machine has left town, the Minnesota DFL party is kicking its messaging into gear.
We're not going to rest on our laurels, and we're already out there raising the resources we need to put boots on the ground and have meaningful conversations with people.
Party chair Ken Martin said of the president's speech, quote, "What we saw was an embarrassment to the country," adding that Trump doubled down on the politics of destruction. We have full coverage from last night's rally on WCCORadio.com from both sides of the story. A 23-year-old South Carolina woman is facing federal sexual abuse charges after allegedly driving more than 1,000 miles to Minnesota, where investigators say she kidnapped a young girl she met online. Authorities say Katrina Aliff picked up the girl, who was younger than 12, in the middle of the night near a South St. Paul gas station and drove her back to her home in Greenville, South Carolina. Authorities found the two there in early September and arrested Aliff. The Minnesota Department of Health says it appears the influenza season is upon us, with the first cases reported last week in the Twin Cities in southeastern Minnesota. Director of the department's Infectious Disease Division, Chris Ersman, says this year's strain is something to pay attention to.
But when influenza A, H3N2 circulates, we do tend to see a more severe season, and we do tend to see, more impact on the young and the elderly.
Well, we don't like to hear it, but we're getting a preview of winter a little earlier than usual. There was significant snowfall in North Dakota, and we're likely to see some of the white stuff in Minnesota this weekend. MnDOT's Jed Falgren.
As any fall and every fall occurs, we take time, obviously, getting our equipment. Those preparations have been ongoing actively over the last few weeks. We never know quite when Mother Nature is going to send something our direction, but we certainly want to be prepared when it does show up.
Some other parts of the state are expected to get some snow over the weekend as well. Well, a key football game for the University of Minnesota tomorrow night when the Nebraska Cornhuskers come to town.
It's been 16 years since the Gopher football team has won the first six games to start the season, and that's where they can be if they beat Nebraska tomorrow at TCF Bank Stadium. There are a lot of fans who are looking at bigger things. After tomorrow, the Gophers play at Rutgers, then host Maryland, and many say there's a good chance that the already spotless record could reach 8-0. Gopher coach P.J. Fleck says his players aren't thinking ahead.
This is a one-game championship season against Nebraska. All of our attention is going into Nebraska. That's the only thing we're focused on. Our players truly do that. Our four walls are the only thing that matters. What I'm excited about is our state, our community, the Twin City area are all talking about Gopher football. That's what I love. And I want them to keep talking about Gopher football. Talk all you want. Say what you want. Whatever it is, bring up conversations. But our players are talking about us, of what we have to do to get better. And that's how we're going to handle that. because right now we're 0-0. Everybody from the outside looks at what we are. We are 0-0, and our players want to be 1-0. That's it.
So that one-game season is against the Nebraska team that's battling injuries.
One thing you got to give Coach Frost credit for is he recruits. You know, they've got plenty of people behind him. We have to be at the top of our game. It doesn't matter who we face. We have to be the best version of us. But the game plan necessarily doesn't change.
Winning streak aside, a victory over the Cornhuskers qualifies the Gophers for a postseason bowl game. Al Schock, News Talk 830 WCCO.
On CCO, Minnesota's Timber Ghost with plenty of gray in our little town this weekend. Coming up, look at the day in business when the WCCO 6 o'clock news continues.
Bauer Financial, that's a prominent independent bank rating and research firm. They have rated Old National Bank a 5-star, that means superior, institution on a scale of 0 to 5. How about that? Dave Lee here for Old National. The 5-star rating places Old National on Bauer's prestigious list of recommended banks, savings banks, and thrifts for 119 consecutive quarters. This company has earned either a 4-star or a 5-star rating at Old National Bank. Bauer Financial Star Ratings are based on a formula that considers current and historical data. The first level of evaluation is an institution's capital level, followed by other relevant data that includes profitability, historical trends, loan delinquencies, repossessed assets, reserves, regulatory compliance, proposed regulations, and asset quality. Learn more at Old National Bank.
Attention Medicare beneficiaries. Now is the time to review your Medicare plan to make sure it still fits your needs. Call Advocate Health Advisors for your personalized Medicare plan review by our licensed insurance agents. Call 877-200-1135. That's 877-200-1135.
Done.
Okay, this is the most relaxed I've seen you. You're not spending the entire vacation working?
Nope. I've got the digital team at Entercom working for me. I know exactly where my budget's going, and I see results in real time. Entercom's a Google Premier partner, so they maximize my campaigns. I'm even on their exclusive radio.com platform. Anything digital, they do.
Can they make a Mai Tai like this?
Your full-service digital partner. Go to Entercom.com. Drinks not included.
Broadcasting around the globe on your smart speaker
and the radio.com app.
Cloudy, 40 degrees at 6:18. I'm Laura Oakes, WCCO Radio News. Time for a look at the day in business. Brought to you by R.W. Baird Financial, trusted since 1919. Here's Bloomberg's Jeff Bellinger.
This is a Bloomberg Market Minute. The key stock indexes posted solid gains ranging from 1.1 to 1.3% on optimism about the trade talks with China. The Dow Jones Industrials rose 320 points to 26,816. The NASDAQ closed 106 points higher. The S&P 500 gained 32. President Trump says he and Chinese President Xi could sign a trade accord as soon as next month. Facebook's cryptocurrency project called Libra never gained a lot of traction. Now it's facing a big setback with eBay, Stripe, and MasterCard pulling out and Visa saying it will not join Libra. Boeing is offering to pay the cost of flight simulator training for pilots at Lion Air of Indonesia. Sources say it's part of Boeing's effort to return its 737 MAX jets to service. Lion Air saw the first of two fatal 737 MAX crashes that led to the jets being grounded. Boeing shares rose 1%. Jeff Bellinger, Bloomberg Radio.
The Vikings take on the Philadelphia Eagles at U.S. Bank Stadium. Wide receiver Adam Thielen, on with Dave Lee on the WCCO Morning News, says they're expecting a competitive game again.
Well, they're a really good defense. I think they're one of the best teams against the run. They have struggled a little bit against the pass, but they've had injuries and things like that. But they're able to rush the passer, so you don't have a whole lot of time to get open and things like that. So we'll have our work cut out for us, and they still have some really good players in that back end. With a lot of experience and one of the guys that we know really well. So it'll be a good game for us.
Thielen mentioning Andrew Sandejo, who used to be on the Vikings defense. Ben Gedeon and Josh Klein are listed as out for the game. Kickoff is noon on Sunday. We'll have the Purple pregame starting at 9 a.m. Sunday right here on WCCO. Elsewhere around the NFL, former Viking quarterback Case Keenum, he's back in the starting spot for 0-5 Washington against Miami. The Gopher football team puts its unbeaten record on the line tomorrow night when it hosts Nebraska at TCF Bank Stadium. Gopher coach P.J. Fleck has been preparing the team for playing in winter-like conditions.
We have ice buckets for our wide receivers, dipping their hands in there between every series or every time they go out there. Frozen footballs, we have wet footballs, we have all types of other things.
The Gophers are 5-0 and haven't won their first six games of the season since 2003. If they win, the Gophers would become eligible for a bowl game this early. Tonight is game one of the NLCS between the Nationals and Cardinals. Perhaps not the scenario many baseball fans could have envisioned about midway through the season. Cardinals starter Miles Michaelis on KMOX.
Thinking about who you want to play for, you want to play teams that are wanting to win, that are contenders, that are trying to get to the playoffs, and that is the St. Louis Cardinals. And to be on their list of guys who've started game one is humbling. It's an honor, and it's going to be a whole lot of fun.
Both teams are coming off five-game series wins over the Dodgers and Braves, respectively. Anibal Sanchez, who was briefly with the Twins in 2018 before he was released to make room for Lance Lynn, gets the ball for the Game 1 start. First pitch is on TBS at 7 p.m. And that's a check of sports on the WCCO 6 o'clock news.
.22 on CCO, concert number 2 from Miss Lizzo at the Armory in downtown Minneapolis tonight. Coming up, we go in-depth on what could be a nasty flu season. That's next on the WCCO 6 o'clock news.
Imagine a financial firm that cares about you and the communities we share. I'm John Taft, Vice Chairman at Baird. Through 100 years providing financial advice, we've always believed our business is about improving lives. And that doesn't end with the workday. It's why we give back in the communities we serve alongside neighbors like you. You and Baird. Imagine where we can go together.
Visit BairdTwinCities.com.
23 on CCO. Time for another check on traffic and weather together. Roads first with JP.
Use caution downtown Minneapolis. An accident involving the light rail at 5th Street and Portland Avenue. Be expecting the intersection to be blocked and some lane closures around it. If you're going to be traveling west 94 into Minneapolis, slowing between Cedar and the Lowry Hill Tunnel. North 169, still a bit heavy. Highway 7 heading up to 394. If your eyes on the road, join the News Talk 830 WCCO Waze. Watch your team on your Waze app. I'm Jerry Peterson, News Talk 830 WCCO.
And the weather is brought to you by Safe Basements of Minnesota. Gusty winds tonight, some light snow, slushy to the north and west of the Twin Cities, overnight low 32. And then tomorrow, another nasty day, windy with a coating of slush. Those winds out of the southwest up to 30 miles an hour tomorrow, high of 38. Sunday, some lingering clouds, flurries and sprinkles, high near 40. Monday, maybe some frost in the morning, otherwise patchy clouds, high of 49. Little warm up next week. Right now it's cloudy, 40 at WCCO.
Leaking basement, foul odors, cracks in your walls, doors and windows sticking? Contact your trusted specialists at Safe Basements of Minnesota at safebasements.com.
I'm Jesse Treble, and peace of mind is a safe basement.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
St. Thomas football, tomorrow at 1 on News Talk 830 WCCO.
625 on CCO. Well, this year's flu season could be a doozy. I talked with the State Health Department's Director of Infectious Disease, Chris Ehrsman, today about what we can expect based on what they're seeing elsewhere in the world.
What we saw circulating in the southern hemisphere was predominantately influenza A, H3N2. And so I think people may recognize, they may, after all these years, may start to be familiar with some of these letters and numbers. But when influenza A, H3N2 circulates, we do tend to see a more severe season, and we do tend to see, more impact on the young and the elderly. And so, if we consider what has happened in the southern hemisphere, those are things that we want to make sure that we're preparing for and thinking about.
So that sounds like it's kind of more important than ever this year for people to get their flu vaccine.
Certainly, when we hear the reports from the southern hemisphere, we've heard that they did have a significant season and that it started a little bit early. So, the thing about flu is that you can never predict what's going to happen, but we try to learn from what happens in other parts of the world and in other, flu seasons. And so based on that, yes, we continue with our strong recommendations for vaccination. And I'll just remind people that, everyone who's 6 months and older is recommended to be vaccinated. But in particular, we really want to make sure that people who are 65 and older, children under 5, pregnant women, people with chronic health conditions, diabetes, heart disease, lung disease, American Indians and Alaska Natives, that all of those individuals get vaccinated because they are at highest risk for complications of influenza.
Ehrsman says there's plenty of flu vaccine available this year, and while it's too soon to say if it's a perfect match for this year's strain, she says early indicators are pointing in the right direction. The CDC says there may be more than one cause for the vaping-related lung illness that has sickened some 1,300 people and killed at least 26 in the U.S. CBS's Allison Keyes tells us the agency says there's been no drop-off in cases.
About 80% of the confirmed and probable cases of the lung illness are people under the age of 25, like Carrie Chomsky in New Jersey.
It really almost killed me.
The CDC's Dr. Ann Schuchat says,
I can't stress enough the seriousness of these lung injuries.
She says the public needs to understand that this is a critical issue because many more people have been hospitalized despite warnings from health officials. The CDC says vaping oils containing THC are especially risky. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
.628 on CCO, traffic, weather, and an update from CBS News. That's next.
When President Trump is in town, Minnesota tunes to News Talk 830 WCCO.
The Republican Party is going to win Minnesota.
It was among his longest campaign rally speeches.
We do have the right to protest.
Outside of Target Center, hundreds are spread across First Avenue in downtown.
The left, the Democrats are out of control down here.
In downtown Minneapolis.
In Minneapolis, Sloan Park.
Minnesota's trusted station for news. News Talk 830 WCCO.
Jordana Green here. I pray you and your family are always safe. But if there's ever a time where you need an advocate after an accident, let Mike Bryant of Bradshaw & Bryant help you. He will work with and for you in dealing with the insurance company. Call 800-770-7008 today. Bradshaw & Bryant, seeking justice for the injured.
Couples who get a Shane Company engagement ring love how well our rings are made. The extra steps we take to ensure that you'll get a superior ring at the best price. We put more gold into the structure of the ring so it will stand the test of time. Our prongs are stronger to securely hold the center stone without compromising elegance or beauty. Our team of gemologists inspects every center stone, every diamond, ruby, or sapphire must pass Shane Company's high-quality standards and visual beauty test before it qualifies to be set into an engagement ring. From the stonecutter's wheel to our designer's drawing table to the jeweler's bench, only Shane Company provides superior quality and superior value. Our rings are made so well, we offer you a warranty that's free for a lifetime and even covers your center stone. Now you have a friend in the jewelry business, Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
Traffic time here on WCCO. Still finding some problems for downtown Minneapolis. Accident involving the light rail train. 5th Street and Portland Avenue intersection is affected, along with lanes as you approach the intersection itself. Got some slowdowns traveling 35W northbound into Minneapolis. That all starts up at 42nd Street, continues into the downtown stretch. I'm Jerry Peterson, News Talk 830 WCCO.
The weather is brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant Personal Injury Attorneys. Gusty tonight, some light snow, some slush to the north and west of the Twin Cities. Overnight low 32. Tomorrow, a windy one, some more slush in the picture, high of 38. Sunday, lingering clouds, flurries and sprinkles, high near 40. Right now it's cloudy, 40 at CCO.
CBS News Update. There are at least two deaths from wildfires in Southern California. At least 10 are burning right now. Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco says one of them is in his county.
Unfortunately, we have one confirmed deceased, and we have two persons that are, I don't want to say missing, they just are not located. So we're still in the process of identifying everybody that should have been or lived inside the mobile home park.
Lisa Sudarth's aunt lived there, and she has not been able to reach her.
Everybody in the family, no one heard from her, and I tried to call her the second I found out, and everything just went to voicemail on both of her phones.
Riverside Fire Division Chief Todd Hopkins says there are homes that have been wiped out.
As of now, we can confirm that we have 76 structures that were destroyed. We have 9 structures that have sustained moderate damage and 5 that have sustained minimal damage.
CBS News Update, I'm Matt Piper.
6:32 on CCO. Sports to the Max is coming up.
Attention, Minnesota. Gander Outdoors is overstocked with the latest outdoor gear and accessories, and it's passing the savings on to you with up to 40% off everything in the store. Hunting, fishing, camping, apparel, and more. This overstocked inventory must be moved. Don't miss Gander Outdoors' massive inventory reduction. When these savings are gone, they're gone. Save up to 40% off everything at Gander Outdoors. Visitor locations in Eden Prairie, Forest Lake, and Lakeville today.
Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offers expire 10/13/19.
Is your home ready for the holidays? Beat the holiday rush and call the carpet cleaning heroes at Zero Res. Get 3 rooms Zero Res clean starting at $149. Take $50 off your air duct cleaning. Call Zero Res at 952-ZEROREZ or book online zeroresminnesota.com.
Hi, this is Bill Popp. Communications affects every customer and employee. As a matter of fact, telecommunications is the core component of a productive work environment and great service reputation. We have earned the privilege of serving thousands of businesses because we're very good at showing the productivity gains provided by a unified communication system. Most businesses don't have communication metrics. That's why management values employee presence over employee productivity. Our metrics enable you to measure employee productivity while they're out of the office. It's a proven tool for peace of mind. We need 2 minutes to learn when your telephone connections contract expires. That's the only time that you will be able to get competitive prices on a unified cloud phone system. We all know without competition, there is no low price. It's to your benefit to get Pop involved at the right time, and I promise a win-win. Look us up at Pop, that's POPP.com. That's Pop, POPP.com.
Visit Niebuhr Tractor in Meesville today and test drive the best-selling subcompact tractor in America, Kubota's BX Series Subcompact. No other subcompact tractor on the market has so much power and versatility and is designed to fit in your garage. At Niebuhr Tractor, you can get a Kubota BX 1880 for as low as $99 a month for 84 months or up to $2,000 instant cash rebate. Offer includes a 6-year powertrain warranty. That's Niebuhr Tractor, 240th Street East in Meesville, Highway 61 between Hastings and Red Wing. Now through December 31st, 2019. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Forget your scores from a guy like me who knows what it's like to have a groin injury.
Last night, I made an admission that I'm really stupid when it comes to technical things. Things that require more than one step. I give an example today. I needed to send an attachment, an email. I didn't know how to do that. I know how to send emails. I didn't know how to create an attachment and then attach it to the email and send it. So I was over at CCO TV and I had to bring in one of our crack producers, A staff there, Jennifer Jimenez, helped me with it. And now I know why I don't know how to do it. There's like 4 steps. I can only do like 1 step. And it's like, save it here, and then over here, your and then put it on and label it for your files, and blah, 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 blah. And everybody else makes it look like it's so easy. But it probably speaks to the fact that I'm stupid. I don't get that stuff. It requires patience, and you must be meticulous in some of the stuff that you do. And I know it probably gets easier as you do it, but that doesn't make it fun. So I kind of thought, okay, I can live with the fact that technically I'm an idiot. I can live with that. Maybe I'll never be. Maybe I'll always have to hire that out. Then I started to, as we got done with the 6 o'clock news, what happens here is I do the 6 o'clock sports on Channel 4, and that ends at 6:28:30. It's about 7 blocks from WCCO TV to WCCO Radio. So I have found that if I ride my bike, it is far and away the most efficient way to get over here. I can make it on the dead run. You can't drive over here because there's too many stoplights, and you don't know what traffic's going to be like. That will take longer than anything. So the most efficient way to get from WCCO TV to WCCO Radio is by bike. So I bought a cheap bike because I'm cheap at Target a couple years ago, and I use that to go back and forth. And I get lots of interesting comments because I got a suit on when I'm doing this, right? I've always got a suit on when I'm driving my bike. And you got to be careful because there is traffic, and now it gets darker earlier and all that stuff. But I always forget to account for weather. Always. I always think, well, I'll just ride the bike over there. I don't know how close of attention you guys paid this week, but two nights it rained, and tonight I got out there, and it was snowing my face, man. It was blowing. It was windy. It was cold. It felt like late November, and I got my bike. And as I'm driving over here, and you got to really be careful because there's traffic, and now you got the snow compounding it, and you got foot traffic and all those things. And I realized, you know, those epiphany moments where you just go, it all kind of comes together, and all these things in your life that never made sense before suddenly come into focus, and they're clear, and it makes sense. And it finally made sense. I'm really stupid. And I come up with really stupid ideas all the time. And so as I'm driving over here, and the snow's in my face, and I got a nice suit on. You know, I buy these at the Foursome. That's a good place. You know, they get you great stuff, but it's not waterproof. And as I'm driving over here, I'm thinking, now I know why there's been so much pain and frustration in my life. Now I know why I've suffered through so many setbacks and disappointments. It's not because of other people, after all. It's not because other people screwed me over or got in my way or didn't understand. It's because I'm stupid. And I think of stupid things to do. And I get impatient when I can't figure something out in about 3 seconds. And then I say, well, then this must not work. I can't do that. So I come up with an idea like riding a bike in a blizzard in Minnesota, like, oh, don't worry about it. It's not going to snow. It's not going to rain. And I got over here in ample time. I was kind of proud of myself how quickly I got over here. But don't do that. If you ever get a job where you're working TV and radio at the same time, you got to go like 7 blocks, and I can do it literally. I can do it 7 blocks in 80 seconds with the bike. I can do that. And, you know, in the summer, it didn't seem like that bad a gig, right? The sun's out, people are happy, you're driving. If it's not too hot and you're not getting too warm, it's kind of a nice little leisurely ride. And riding back, I go down Nicollet Mall. It's a nice ride. But then I always forget that it gets cold and it rains. And you have no choice once you got to go. And because I'm stupid, I end up paying the price for these things time and time again. So if my words of wisdom are, don't be stupid like me, and you can have a more rewarding, fulfilling, happier life. But that's just the way it was. You know, one of the many, many great quotes that I ingested from Bud Grant along the way, and I've had the great fortune of spending a lot of time with Bud Grant. And I always think of him because it's hunting season, and we talk often during the hunting season, and we've gone hunting together, and I've been with him, you know, several times in the field, and we talk about what we see, and Bud's got, he's got an amazing ability to look at, to process, to think. He's the opposite of stupid. He's a very wise man. You know, he's forever. And I think this is pretty cool because I was thinking a lot about today about the migration of the ducks and are they pushing from Canada and all those things. So he's got a lot of interesting thoughts about what's going on out there in the outdoors. You know, one of them is, and if you don't hunt on a regular basis or you don't pay, he pays attention to everything. He's an observer. He's a trained observer. That's why he was a good coach because he observed his players all the time. And he observed them when they didn't know they were being observed by him. And that was one of the reasons that he was a really good coach. And one of the things, but he forever, even at 90 plus years old, he marvels at what's out there. He marvels at being out in nature and seeing and knowing that every day is something different. And it could be, if you look and you just observe, you are forever in wonderment because you always see different things when you're out there. And one of the things and one of the hypotheses that he has is we've got fewer birds in general, fewer blackbirds, fewer meadowlarks, fewer crows. Because when you hunt, you go out and you see everything. And you used to see these mass numbers of blackbirds that would get up. And you hunters know exactly what I'm talking about. When they come flying by you, and every hunter thought the same thing. He thought, if I shot twice into that flock, I wonder how many blackbirds I could get, you know? Every hunter, be honest with me, you know what I'm talking about. You're sitting out there, you haven't shot at a duck for a while. All of a sudden, there's all these blackbirds coming over, and you shoot. I would never do this, but you could shoot, and you think, I wonder how many I could get, because that's the way your mind works. And he's noted that you don't see those big flocks of blackbirds. And I thought about it, and he's right. And you don't see the big flocks of crows like you used to. It's true. And when you're out there hunting, and if you notice these things and you go, that's true. I don't see those things as much. And I don't know why. But he's a man of wisdom. He's the kind of guy that he thinks like that. He processes. He thinks about things like that. And now I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, what's it like up there in the Dakotas with that blizzard going on? And how's that moving the ducks around and all those things? And I'm just stupid enough again to want to go up there and go hunting. Even though you really shouldn't go hunting in a blizzard, there's something that you want. And then sometimes you get out there and you go, why did I think this was a good idea again? But right now, probably because I'm stupid, I keep thinking, boy, it'd be kind of fun to be up there hunting in a blizzard. Jeff in Golden Valley, you just got back from the Dakotas. Were you in that blizzard?
We left, we got there last Saturday. We were going to stay Saturday to Saturday.
Now, you were hunting, right?
Yep, we're hunting divers,
yep.
Bluebills, cans, yep.
How far into Dakota?
We were staying in Devil's Lake.
Oh, you were in the heart of it, man.
Oh,
the heart of duck country and the heart of the blizzard. They're talking about 2 feet or 20 inches there, I guess.
Yeah, I talked to my farmer this morning. He said they're going to get close to 3.
Wow, so when did, so you're there Saturday and it's mild weather or what is it?
Yep, Saturday it was beautiful. Sunday was beautiful. Monday it was beautiful. And then Monday afternoon, Monday night, the wind started just picking up to 30, 35, 40. And then we started getting the weather, you know, telling us that we're going to get, you know, 12 inches or 13. And then the next day it was, no, we might get a foot and a half, 2 feet. So my buddy and I are thinking if we don't make a plan to get out of here, we're going to be stuck here till probably Sunday or Monday.
Yeah.
So on Monday, going to our spot to hunt, we shot a lot of bluebills. We got our limit.
So on Monday, the weather is still fairly nice.
Right.
What about Saturday and Sunday? Are you seeing a lot of ducks? What are you getting?
We're seeing, you know, a normal amount of ducks.
Yep.
But on Monday night and Tuesday, going to our spot where we hunt, we noticed every body of water had black with ducks.
I'll bet. That's what I was thinking. I thought, because they know beforehand, and you drive those gravel roads by Lakota in that area,
yep,
Michigan,
yep.
North Dakota, and those gravel roads, those potholes are right up to it, and you look to the left and right, and they're just kind of bobbing in the water, aren't they?
Yeah, in the morning we'd drive by them, and then when we'd come back after hunting, they were full of ducks. It was weird. I've never experienced that. And then Wednesday and Thursday in the morning, we were done shooting our bluebills in about 20, 25 minutes. And
oh, come on.
Yeah, they were coming into the decoys. We hadn't even – the boat – we were still putting them out in the boat, and they were landing in the decoys.
Oh, come on. Oh. And was it snowing at the time or not yet?
Nah, it was just starting to on Thursday morning. It was sleeting, but the winds were 40 and 40 plus.
Well, how big a body of water were you hunting on?
We were hunting fairly good sized body of water, but we have a 12-foot V, and we just would go out the lee side and then hug the shoreline.
Okay, so you were safe.
Yep.
And the bluebills just kept coming, huh?
Oh, Maxie, that's all I hunt is divers, and if I die tomorrow, I'd be happy because it was unbelievable.
You hit it right, didn't you? You never know when you go to Devil's Lake. There's always ducks up there, but you never know if you're going to get the magic or not.
No, and, I mean, everything wanted to decoy. Mallards.
Oh,
redhead,
don't tell me that.
Spoonbills. Oh. Everything just wanted to come down and land. I mean, because, you know, they hadn't been shot at much.
Yeah.
You know, Manitoba got the same weather, so, and they were cold. They were 16 degrees, so everything was freezing up there. They just got the hell out.
Now I get it. Yep, and you were in the right place at the right time. And who'd have thought this early in the year you'd get that kind of a shoot?
We never thought that, no.
Well, thank you for calling in and sharing that.
Yeah, you bet.
So if I left right now and I got to Devil's Lake by 3 in the morning, slept for a couple hours, no. What's really cool is when you get up there and it's snowing everywhere and there's snow all around, but the water's still open. And it's not frozen over. And so if the water's still open, there's snow over, a lot of times there's a duck sitting in there. And that's just kind of fun. How does it affect tonight high school football? It affects it a lot. The first thing, I brought this up to Paul and Jordana. And all of a sudden, Jordana got to giggling. And it was hard for me to finish my thought. Because all I said was, when it gets cold like this, you have to be careful because if you have small hands, it's hard to grip the ball. She started to chuckle. And I was talking about quarterbacks, and I have no idea why she thought that was funny. But she started laughing, and Paul tried to rein her in, and then I realized I couldn't do it. I wanted to finish the thought, but I just couldn't do it. But that's true. If it's cold outside and you have small hands, it's more difficult, okay? I'll leave it at that. The Wixon Jewelers time is 6:48. For exceptional jewelry and only the finest Swiss watches, visit Minnesota's luxury jewelry store, Wixon Jewelers in Bloomington.
Sports to the max.
The Legends of Woodbury is setting a new standard in 50-plus living. Jordana Green here. I have been to the Legends many times. I always love my visits, and I always love the expression on folks' faces when they see how beautiful these apartments really are. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartments, independent senior living, affordable rents from the low 1,000s. There are income requirements, so check out legendsofwoodbury.com for those. But wait till you see the clubhouse. 2 stories with a fireplace and full kitchen, on-site fitness center, outdoor patio seating, theater room, library, heated underground garage, and yes, pet friendly. There's an open house Wednesday, October 16th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. They're having an unbelievable special right now. Live rent-free until March 1st, 2020 on select 2- and 3-bedroom floor plans. I know there's only a few left, so you'll want to visit the Legends right now. For more information, legendsofwoodbury.com, and welcome home.
Are you losing your self-confidence along with your hair? Then take control and visit ineedmorehair.com. Their doctors have given celebrities around the world a full head of hair, and they can do the same for you. ineedmorehair.com is conveniently located in Eagan. Their results are guaranteed in writing, and their prices start as low as $3 per graft. And consultations are free. Get your confidence back. Visit ineedmorehair.com today. That's ineedmorehair.com. Experience you can trust. Prices you can afford.
Would you like to move your retirement funds from forever taxed to never taxed? Hi, this is John Hines, inviting you to a special presentation by celebrated retirement expert Ed Slott at 7 p.m. Thursday, October 17th at the Hopkins Center for the Arts. Slott was named the best source for IRA advice by the Wall Street Journal. With humor and real-life stories, Ed will show how reducing taxes on retirement distributions and savings will allow you to keep more and pay less. Reserve your seat today at RetireWiseMN.com. That's RetireWiseMN.com.
Hey, it's Corey Heppola. Just picked up this new shirt, Hammermade. They're celebrating 10 years bold, their 10th anniversary. Great deal going on. Buy one shirt, get the second half off. Find them at Mall of America, Galleria in Edina, the airport in Ridgedale. Let's celebrate 10 years bold. Hammermade.com.
You got a minute? I need your help. You see, one out of six vehicles have been recalled because of dangerous Takata airbags. One of them could be yours. Defective airbag parts can explode, causing serious injury, even death. Go to safeairbags.com and see if your vehicle is on the recall list. And if it is, get it fixed for free. It could save your life.
Fahey Sales can help you with your out-of-service fleet service vehicles and equipment. Their auctions have worldwide exposure, and Fahey Sales does all the work. Find out more at FaheySales.com. FaheySales.com, turning your assets to cash in a global market.
Broadcasting around the globe on your smart speaker
and the Radio.com app.
Welcome back, Sports Max. Be cold tomorrow night when Gophers take on Nebraska at 6:30, huh? Whoa. The students may be hard-pressed to be hardy souls. Be interesting to see that end zone and see how many of them on a Saturday night, which is kind of why they like those Saturday night games, because they get the students to come out before they go wherever it is they go late at night, you know? There's always activities on campus late at night in the fall. I don't know what it is, but when I look back to my college days at Hamline University, there was something really cool about fall weekends. I mean, I don't know if it was just because the cold in the winter. Spring was pretty cool, too. Well, winter was, too, because we'd go indoors and have parties there. And in the fall, we'd have parties indoors and outdoors at the same time on the weekends. And in the spring, we'd have parties outdoors if it was nice, then indoors if it was cold outside. You know, now that I think about it, all the weekends were pretty good back in college. I hadn't thought about that. But those were some good times. Small campus, urban campus. You always knew where there was something going on. Lived in a house one year with five other guys. Somehow, some way, late at night, on the weekend, that would turn into the after-party. And we had one guy in our house, I won't say his name, and he just was kind of the mayor of that. And all of a sudden, people just start showing up. Like, I remember one time we did this big band, this rock band that played on campus. And they played, and there was this big dance, and blah, 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 and we all went back to the house. And by 1 in the morning, not only were there the students all over the house, but the rock band was there too. they came over and decided that they had this thing. I, of course, I didn't know much about it. They called it a keg or a kegger or a keg, something like that. I don't know, because I just go upstairs and study. But they'd bring that in the spring. One time, somebody even brought I thought it was just a bathtub, but it was a hot tub, and put it in the backyard just for the weekend. And obviously, because I was studying, I didn't see it, but it sounded like a lot of people had a lot of fun in that hot tub back then. The Minnesota Vikings will play this Sunday at home against the Philadelphia Eagles. One of the people you want to keep an eye on, because he could end up being a feature piece sooner or later, is Irv Smith. You don't draft a guy in the second round at tight end unless you plan on featuring him some. He and I had a little conversation about that.
We're seeing a fairly balanced offense last week. Everybody seems involved in that. Imagine everybody stay heads up, because you don't know when your number is going to be called or who he's going to check down to when you get it going right now.
Yeah, definitely. You know, the offense last week, you know, we got to show a lot of what we're capable of doing. You know, a lot of people got involved in the game. I feel like for the tight ends, you know, our time is going to come. But, you know, we're just going to stay the course, put a game we need to do it, and, you know, have an edge with us.
What's the learning curve like for a tight end?
You know, it's different because they ask a lot on us, especially me. They have me all over the field. But, you know, I knew that coming in. and it's something, you know, I try to take pride in.
And learning, what's the toughest part to learn when you get into NFL games and flow?
You know, I play a lot of different spots, so just, you know, knowing that, okay, on this play, I'm in this spot, or, you know, if I'm at this position, I can be in this spot. So, they have me all over the place, so it's very good, though.
Obviously,
it's hard on defense.
Yeah, the complexity of this offense is that you want to run the football, too, so that means you're going to have to block a lot. You got to be two-dimensional to be a tight end.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, as a tight end, you don't want to just be one-dimensional. You don't want to be known as just a ball guy catching balls. You want to go out there and be able to block as well. So, you know, as a tight end, you want to complement the offense well and, you know, not be one-dimensional.
What does it mean to have a connection with a quarterback, meaning, you know, you and Kirk Cousins get on the same page?
You know, it's definitely a big aspect of the game. You know, the quarterback, they need to know where you're going to be at. You know, they need to be able to trust you, know you're going to, you know, run the right route and protect the ball when you get it in your hands.
I heard Peyton Manning talking once, and he was talking to a receiver, and he says, catch the ball in practice, because that whatever that imprint you make, that visualization, that's what quarterbacks see when they roll out in games. And if they can picture you catching the ball in practice, they'll throw it to you in games.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, it starts at practice. You know, you're not gonna go into the game confident if you don't have confidence at practice every day. So I feel like if you're confident throughout your week of practice and preparation, you know, the game is going to be easy.
Slow it down as much as you can, which is a hard thing to do, right?
Definitely, yeah. You want to go out there and play as fast as possible. Had a game, you know, slow motion, so you can go out there and make plays.
And in the Eagles, you see what as you look at their defense?
You know, they're a physical, fast team, a lot of speed. You know, they've been really good against the run, so something, you know, that we pride ourselves in, so it's going to be a big test for us.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
There you go. Irv Smith, tight end, Minnesota Vikings and Eagles. 10 a.m. to noon before, we'll have it covered. Myself, Sid Hartman, Dave Mona, the Sports Huddle. I think it's like 38 years in existence. I've just been a part of it on a regular basis the last couple of years, but filled in over the years many, many times. And it is a Minnesota staple. And we bring you the best guests we can find, and usually those are the best guests.
You know, awards come and go.
Sunday, a lot of times we don't even know on Saturday.
You know, awards come and go. But let's
put in the calls. Who's making news, all those things. P.J. Fleck usually joins us. Rocco Baldelli.
The year for sure.
This Sunday.
How do you feel about the whole operation?
As the Vikings prepare for the Philadelphia
Eagles. Definitely gave me motivation going into the year.
Timberwolves,
sure.
They're doing everything. When we come back, we'll talk a lot about the Timberwolves. Trent Tucker will join us. And I'm not quite sure that everybody understands the impact of China on the NBA. We know what the tariffs mean to the farmers, but how does it affect the NBA when China starts turning its back on the NBA and starts cutting off the channels that carry their games and, in essence, can neglect the merchandise and the stuff that comes over there that they're selling, some of the product they probably make over there. But its economic impact is much bigger than you think, and the NBA has got some trouble right now with China. We'll talk to Trent Tucker about the Timberwolves. Can they sustain this style in the regular season? And what's going on internationally that's taking a shot at the NBA? That's all coming up next.
Sports to the max.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.